Hi everyone, this is Kushan Lahir Pereira. SharePoint framework and bot framework are trendy topics we talk these days. So let's look at how we can enable bot intelligent features within our SharePoint framework applications. First step towards activating bot features within your SharePoint framework app is creating bot application. It contains few steps. So first, spin up your Visual Studio, then new and projects. So under Visual C Sharp, it will be visible bot application. So in your Visual Studio, if it is not visible, don't worry. You can follow the below link, then it describes how to enable this bot application template within your Visual Studio. So as same as a simple application, you can give name. I will just give, within few seconds you will get your bot project ready by Visual Studio. Have your bot application created. It is nothing much complicated, it's just a web API template. So you can go through this config file and controllers where you write your logics, and also web config where you have configuration for your bot application. Second step toward activating bot features within your SharePoint framework application is having a web app for your bot application. I mean to create a web application within Azure. So simple way where you create your web applications with this cloud platform. I will give it is Tech Central bot. Is great. Within few seconds it will spin up for our purpose. Oh, it is created. So we have our URL for the application. Just check whether it is working. Yep, it is working. So for the moment we have our URL for the web application. So if we created bot application, our URL will be like this. It is https your bot application hostname and API messages. So when we registering our bot application, so we will require endpoint. So we will use this thing in there. We registering bot application, we have to go to dev.botframework.com. Underneath there is a navigation calling register bot. So here you have simple question and answers. So I'm using name as Tech Central bot. Here you will ask a bot handle. If you find more information on this, you can follow below link. Just use Tech Central bot demo. So we had URL of this messaging endpoint. You can just use that. You require to generate Microsoft app ID and password for this. This is required, just get a copy of it. It's called as app ID. you need to generate password for your application. As it says, it is one time password, so this won't visible you again, so keep it safe. Finish and go back to Spot Framework. Agree with privacy statement and final register. And guys, you created your bot. So finally, with the publishing part, so you got your app ID and password. So what you have to do is you go to your bot application which you created in earlier step. So there you have a config. It asks for three questions: bot ID, Microsoft app ID, and Microsoft app password. We missed getting the bot ID, so here we have bot handle, you can use it. So just I'm altering with my values. My Microsoft ID, we have it. And Microsoft app password which we got while we generate. Our bot application is ready to go, so we could publish this with our Azure. Here we have, can click it. Okay. Here we have our application. It is hosted in Azure, so we could consume this API within our bot framework. So just we could test it here in the dev bot framework. And your application, you could find chat, so I will just type hi, whether we can test our web application is properly hosted. If it is properly hosted, yes, we will get an answer, otherwise it will throw up an error. So we are good to go with next step. Let's go. Here we come to last and final step towards enabling bot features within your SharePoint framework application. Here I spin up PowerShell. I'm going to generate SharePoint framework application. I'm selecting Microsoft SharePoint, which is official SharePoint framework template with Yeoman. I will use my solution name as TextCentro bot app. what is your web part name? I will use TexanRobot. Here it will generate my bot application for me. Let's open it up, our generated Yeoman SharePoint Framework template with Visual Studio Code. Nothing much fancy and nothing much new. We have SharePoint Framework typically we had earlier. So what I'm going to do is I am integrating the Bot Framework Web Chat with the SharePoint Framework. So I will open it up the TexanRobot, and here we have bot framework application. So we could edit the web chat, and we are going to add new site. So I am just giving the TexanRobot as my site name and creating. So here we have our iframe ready, so just click on copy and move to our SharePoint framework app and just replace what we have by default. So you can see your secret key here, so just go to your bot framework app. Here you have your secret key. Just copy it and just paste there. Just see what we have for the moment with GulpServe. Here we go. We have our typical SharePoint workbench where we develop our SharePoint framework applications. So it is visible TexanRobot application. So here we have the chat we integrated as for now. Just say hi and see whether it's working with our logic which we implemented in Azure. So it returns some value. Since it is not styled yet, we cannot see it exactly, so just make it as 100,000 pixels. Yep. We have a much lengthier chat, so it's just a matter of styling it. So I will say hi and see. So as for the logic, what we have is it counts the number of characters we entered. So if we say hello, it will return a 5 characters as for the return. So this is how we integrate our SharePoint framework with bot framework with 3 easy steps.